Well, happy resurrection. Welcome, everybody. Welcome, welcome. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And we say, send now prosperity. It is a great day to be alive. Any day above ground zero, especially today, is a great day to be alive. Good to see all of you. If you wouldn't mind, share. Sharing is caring. Welcome everybody. Every Sunday, 12:30, we do this. It is the Sunday Word. Good to see you, Bishop, Apostle, Dr. J. Daniels. Oh, look at that. Julius Baker's in the house. Good to see you last week, sir. You're welcome to come up if you like. I appreciate all of you. I didn't really think nobody was going to show up because I thought everybody would be in their own church, but I know some people go early. Hey, Jen. But it is a great day to be alive. I'm thanking God for all of you. He is risen, joy, just like he said. If y'all would share, I appreciate it. Hello, TikTok, Facebook, YouTube, IG, Clubhouse, X. If I left out anybody, it is not intentionally. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, we talk relationship on Clubhouse exclusively. And Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, we treach, somewhere between that, Dr. Paulette. And Sunday at 12:30, we give the Sunday Word. I'm grateful. In case you hadn't heard, he's risen just like he said, and he is alive, and we are grateful. My voice is getting a little bit better. The best thing to do for my voice right now is to rest it for the rest of the day, and I plan to do that. Got one more round to go. Well, two more. Erica got to go to church again at 1:45. And then going to rest and then the prophets. Good to see all of you. I want to talk about Nairobi, the term stop sleeping on me. Stop sleeping on me. It is a term which means to underestimate somebody. Stop sleeping on me. It is a term, bright, which means to underestimate. It's a slang phrase that means to overlook something or someone. It is often used in the context of competition, rivalry, in a minute. Nairobi sound like she's somebody that would say, girl, don't stop sleeping on me. Y'all gonna stop sleeping on me. It means, yes, you're gonna put that period on it. It means that you have underestimated my ability. I'm coming in hot, Erica. You have underestimated my ability to do what it is that I have told you, Sky, that I'm going to do. You didn't have faith in me. I could drop the mic right there, Miss Reynolds. Huh? You follow me? The phrase originated from the idea that something is so uninteresting or disappointing that it could make someone fall asleep. Usually people who are working behind the scenes look like they are going to disappoint. It is not the one with all the fire sometimes. It's not the one with all of the grandiose presentation. Some of you that are sitting here right now, Pastor Patrick, please come up. People have and they are sleeping on you because you don't make a lot of noise. Yeah. Pastor Linwood, some of you people have slept on you because you in school. Hey, Brandy, you all over the place. In school, you wasn't a jock. You didn't play ball. You wasn't a cheerleader. You was a nerd. So they slept on you. They never would have made it, you know. I don't know about you, but I ain't talking about nobody. I'm just talking about what I'm talking about. But I was one of the ones that was underestimated. Didn't have. If I was going to be country, I'd say Linwood. I come from a poor family. Didn't have much, but the Lord, huh? Been good to me. And so people sleep on you. Hey, Demi. People sleep on you because ain't nothing happened yet. Then there are those that keep talking about it and they don't understand that those people are working while they're talking. Just because you don't see smoke, it don't mean it's not fire. That I need everybody to put in the comment right quick, say don't sleep on me. Huh? Just because I came from a certain background, don't you dare sleep on me. I remember Nairobi. My kids, you know, I really can't sing. I'm not like Pastor Patrick and all these other. I got a few projects out, new one coming out in the next month. My kids used to laugh when I get up in service and sing all them old songs. They slept on me. Their mother, Bishop Kim, my ex-wife, she could really sing. I mean, like on a day like this, Resurrection, she'd sing Calvary and on Good Friday and tear the house down. I'm just an old raspy voice preacher singer. But every 3 months I get a royalty check for my last CD, and somebody at church yesterday said, "Boy, you do everything." I was on my way to church and heard you on XM, and it said, "This is Bishop Greg Davis." I'm like, "What?" See, underestimated people, huh? They don't do a lot of talk about what they're doing. They just do it. My kids underestimated me. They slept on me. Sometimes, Linwood, you said it right. The most polished people aren't the ones. Some women are going to sleep on some men. I did go there. That may have Levi's on and not Dolce and Gabbana and Versace and and things they, huh? They gon', huh? Don't mess with Louis Linwood. They ain't got no LV on. They ain't got no Louis in. And they can't afford that. There's some good men that will Natasha, Cedric. There's some good women. I know I've slept on some good women. Just because they wasn't polished, they didn't talk like. I need you to remind somebody one more time as Kimberly comes in the room. Hey, Kimberly, she's like, oh my God, huh? Don't sleep on me. Put it in the chat one more time. Don't sleep on me, huh? You sleep on a man who may be a garbage worker, but he's making $70,000-$80,000 a year according to the market. You sleep on him because he's a factory worker. He works, huh? He don't work the kind of job, huh? That you think. We sleep on people who may not dress the best and may not be well, but they got a mind that outweighs anybody who dresses nice. Don't sleep on a woman because she like natural. She wear natural hair and ain't got a, huh? Ain't as polished. Don't we sleep on people that might be what we need instead of what we sleep on the ones that's what we need. And we give a lot of attention to the ones. We sleep on people who say that one day you're gonna wish that you had to talk to me. You one day you're gonna wish that you had a bit. I bet Bill Gates, when he was in the garage and they was inventing the MacBook, they slept on him. I bet you the founder of Apple, they slept on him when he was making a MacBook. I'm sorry, Bill Gates is the other one, huh? Well, I bet you that they slept on him. But most people sleep on people who don't talk and look and I believe I got a sneaky suspicion today that there's some people that's watching me and listening to me that's watching me and listening to me, that people have they've slept on you because you're not polished. They've slept on you because you're not the most brightest light in the whole connection. But I need somebody to be reminded. Don't, Torian, you're welcome to come up. Don't sleep on me. And that's what resurrection is about. It's about a man. You see how I did that, Erica? You see how I did it? It's about a man that they slept on. And the thing about it is, sometimes, Pastor Patrick, sometimes the people that we sleep on, huh, are the greatest assets to our lives. The ones who especially slept on him was the ones that was with him every day. Huh? They saw him heal the sick and raise the dead. They saw him give sight to the blind. They saw him feed 5,000 hungry souls. Plus, y'all not saying nothing, huh? We got some conversation, God conversation people in here. I ain't gotta worry about it. They gonna help me, huh? I'm do a visit over there, huh? They saw him. You see, we sleep on people who have receipts and evidence, but that still ain't enough. They saw him. They saw him. Huh? They saw him. They saw his gifts. They saw his supernatural miracles. They matter of fact, they was at a wedding one day, and the bride and groom, they ran out of wine. Linwood, I'm halfway done. I'm up the mountain halfway, and they ran out of wine, and the mother of Jesus say they need some wine. And he said, what does this have to do with me? It ain't my time. They had, and he turned water into wine. Turned water, Miss Brown, into wine. And they said, could it be that Laura, he saved the best wine for last? They saw him raise Lazarus from the dead so much that Lazarus was thinking. They saw him lay hands and give sight to Bartimaeus. They saw him spit on the ground. Y'all not saying nothing. And I don't know why y'all got upset with Michael Todd, because that's what Jesus did. Y'all didn't get upset at him, but that's another sermon somewhere else. Huh? They saw him. They had evidence. They had receipts of his miracles. People, ladies and gentlemen, I'm trying to hold my composure. Pastor Patrick, they can be right in your vicinity. They can be right where you are. They can hang out with you and still don't know your ability. You can have a good woman and she feeds you and come in here, y'all. Come here, Tanya. She feeds you and she gives you good loving and good sex. Y'all, she does everything you want, takes care of the kids. And you're still, a man will still go cheat on her because he's sleeping on her. Yeah, he's sleeping on her. He's that, for some people, I don't care. You can give them the world, but they still gonna, Pastor Patrick, you ain't helping me. I thought you would do better. They still gonna sleep on you. Y'all, you can feed people. You can pay their bills. Y'all not saying nothing. You can pay their bills. You can pay their house note. You can pay their car note. You can help raise their children. You can move them in on you in your house, but they'll still underestimate who you are. Family members, friends will sleep on you. They don't really know you, but the worst thing in the world is for family members. Friends will mess you up, but family will do you in. Ain't nothing like a family hurt when family members hurt you. Your mother and father, huh? You came out of their own loins. You came out of their own womb, and they sleep. Some of you right now, you are dealing with that right now. Family members, huh? Because you are breaking the cycle. I'm clapping early, Dawn. You are breaking the cycle of everything. I had a chance to sit down with my dad and my son on the podcast. It's coming out Father's Day, and we already recorded it last night. And I had a lot of emotions sitting there, and you all will see it. I don't want to let the cat out of the bag. My daddy, my begin to talk about my dad, how he quit school in 12th grade, and how my auntie quit school in 12th grade. And I was the one that I told this before, that broke the cycle of finishing school. And now my kids all finished college. One of them got 2 degrees. Y'all not saying nothing. Huh? The most likely, the underestimated, they slept on the boy from New York. They slept on the boy that was raised on the East Side. The ministry that's on me skipped over my daddy. He's 86 years old next month. Skipped over him. And Kane, he told me last night, he said, that's what my father wanted me to do, but it came on you. God will use the son. Y'all ain't saying nothing. God, I'm going to talk to Ms. Brown. God will use the son of a prostitute. The son, in case y'all don't understand what a prostitute, the son of a hoe. Y'all not saying nothing. From New York City, and raise him up. And let him preach. The folk that were underestimated are the people now that God is raising up. So I'll text Pastor Patrick, and I'm not the only one in here. I'm rubbing my legs because I'm happy. I got to go. The text is found. Of course, you know, Pastor Patrick, where it's at. It is in Matthew 26, Josie. Matthew 26, it is found, verse 38. Jesus is at Gethsemane. It says he's at Gethsemane. It is the place of the oil press. It is right before that he is getting ready to die. He is at Gethsemane, which means the oil press, the place of the pressing, the place of the pressing, because you must understand, before that you can reach your place of resurrection, before you can reach your place of dreams, before you can reach your place of prominence, before you can fulfill destiny and manifestation, you must go through the place of the oil press. That's why you hear people say that they are anointed. It is anointing oil. Oil is made from being pressed. The olive oil has to be pressed in order for oil to come out of it. Some of you, you are in this place right now. You are in the place of Gethsemane. You are being pressed, Michelle, beyond measure. I feel like teaching, but I preach right now. You are in that press place. Somebody just told your friend this week, I'm being pressed beyond measure. That means you are in a good place whenever you are being pressed beyond measure. Some of you are secretively being pressed beyond measure, huh? Many are the afflictions of the righteous. You are being pressed, because the only way that oil can come out is that you have to be pressed. Somebody put in the chat, don't lie to me, and say, I am being pressed. You don't know about it because I am being pressed at Gethsemane. Then he said to them, woo, huh? My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow. I'm almost to the point of death. Y'all not saying nothing. Queen, it's so bad, Josie, that I'm almost to the... Have you ever been to the place that it seems like that you're being pressed so much joy that you feel like you're about to die? Lay in the bed and there's no pain on the inside, but all the pain is mental, it's spiritual, because God is pressing you. He's getting out of you what he needs to get out of you so that you can be anointed for the position. You are anointed to be appointed. So he says, my soul, he has a promise. He has a promise on his life. He has an assignment that he's going to die. But on the third day, huh, he's going to get up again. Huh? Huh? But he's at the point of sorrow. Huh? He's being crushed. Hmm? Not only is he he's being crushed for purpose. Come in, Dr. Paulette. Huh? He's being crushed beyond measure. How much more can I take? You don't understand, Dr. Paulette. When we pray, come here, Mia Moore. When we pray, Kimberly, for greater purpose, when we pray, I'm teaching a $1 million seminar right now. When we pray for God to use us, when we have big dreams, huh? When we have big purpose, when we have great manifestation, y'all not saying nothing. Believe in God for great manifestation in our life. When God has taken us beyond measure, you must understand, the greater the purpose, the greater the crush. The greater the dreams, the greater the crush. The greater the vision, the greater the crush. The greater your life is going to be, the greater the assignment, the greater the crush. Huh? You can't have big dreams and not have big crushing. It don't match. The greater the dreams, the greater the crushing. So if you're nervous right now, Brandy, because you're being crushed, that means you have a big assignment. I need 19 people to put this in the chat and say, the bigger the baby, the harder the labor. The bigger the baby, huh? He's being crushed. Huh? Not only that, but he is in pain. Crushed, but he's in pain. Because sometimes, Tony, the crushing, Carolyn, glory to God, it turns to pain. Huh? The pain, the agony of being crushed, it don't feel good. Huh? To go through the pain of crushing. But he understands, Jesus, if you don't go through this pain and agony within, he's telling him what is really happening. And you judge this, Pastor Patrick, Pastor Linwood, that if he can't take the pain mentally, God is preparing his son, Jesus, mentally for what his body has to go through physically in the assignment. Y'all not saying nothing. Huh? The pre-pain is to prepare you. Huh? A boxer prepares with a trainer. He spars. Woo! Y'all not saying. He spars with a pop so that he can endure pain. And they don't give him a wimp. They give him somebody, huh, that's gonna take him through rigorous pain so that when he gets in the final fight of his life to win the title, he's already, here's the word, Linwood, huh? He is conditioned. The crushing, Dr. Paulette, don't cry. The crushing conditions you. Y'all not saying nothing. For the assignment. Help me preach in here. So the pain, it says, he tells his disciples, here we go. He tells his disciples, he said, hold on, y'all. He tells us, I'm coming, Carolyn. Tell him I'm coming. I'm coming. It cut me off. I'm back. He tells his disciples, stay here and keep watch with me. Huh? Huh? Stay here, Pastor Jackie. Dr. Jackie, Mother Jackie. Huh? Stay here. Huh? Stay here. And all I need you to do is keep watch. We're talking about stop sleeping on me. Huh? Stay here. And I need you to keep watch. Because there are some places, Erica, that you have to go alone. The crushing and the pain and the conditioning, it's for you and nobody else. Do you realize right before promotion, Coach Rob, it can be the loneliest place in the world. Huh? Some of you right now, you are facing one of the loneliest places. Gethsemane wasn't a party. He only took three with him, and they couldn't even go with him. He only took three to Gethsemane with him, and they couldn't go any further. And he went a little further. Huh? Do you realize that you could have people that you live with and still be lonely? God Almighty, Dr. Paulette, did I lose you? Huh? Dawn, you can still be married. Huh? And still be alone. You can have three children, a husband, a wife, children, and still feel alone. Because when God gets ready to crush you, when God gets ready to take you through the pain, when he is setting you up for purpose, when he is conditioning you for your next and for your dream and vision, it is a very lonely place. You could be dating somebody. They could be doing all the things that need to be done. Portia. They could be baby this and did this. But you secretly, you alone. You could have people all around you. You could go out every weekend and still be alone. You can hang out all you want to, Monique, and still feel alone, because a body present doesn't make up for what God is doing in your life. And I believe he left them behind because they're not going to understand the process, because your process, Tanya, Chad, is your process. You don't stop getting mad at people that are in your life. I got a bomb right here. I guarantee you. I got a bomb. Stop getting mad at people in your life that can't fulfill what only God can do through the crushing, what only God is doing in your life. They can't understand. There's only certain places that people can go with you in your life and fulfill certain needs that only a God need can fulfill. So you mad at people because they don't understand what you're dealing with. They don't understand the crushing. Matter of fact, they actually think you crazy because you're talking about something. Y'all not listening, Josie. I say you, they think you're crazy, Karen and Thomas, because you're talking about something that they don't understand, because they're not feeling the crushing. They're not under the burden of the vision. They don't have the same assignment. So you talking foreign, you talking African-American, and they talking Jewish. Because you are on another wavelength. The crushing. It can be one of the lonely. Stop trying to make understand. Stop trying to make people understand your big vision with small minds. So. And he went a little further. And he fell on his face to the ground. And he said, my father, if it's possible, can you take this cup away from me? I mean, if it's possible, can you not, is it another way that I can go through this? Huh? I believe it was Max Lucado who said that you can't drink grapes. Grapes have to be crushed in order for them to get their full purpose in which they are going to serve to make grape juice and grape and wine. You can't drink grapes, Jessica. Grapes have to be processed in order for them to reach their purpose. My father, if it's possible, would you? But you know what? Not my will. So we've been through Deshaun. We've been through weird Gethsemane at the oil press. We done been crushed, Deshaun. Chat, we done been through pain. I know a little something then would, huh? But now we about purpose. You know what, God? I got it. I'm done, y'all. I got it. Okay. Okay, forget about what I just said, because now It's not my will. It's not about purpose, Tanya. I got it. Gregory, forget about all my belly aching or all that. I know you're not gonna answer me anyway, because I just had a moment. I know you're not gonna say nothing. I know you're not gonna say nothing, God. I got it, because it's not about me anyway. I had a moment of me. and ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, Carolyn, we all have a moment of me. Huh? Where Kaylin, where we wanna bellyache, we wanna have a pity, we wanna throw a fit, we wanna have a pity party. And ain't nobody coming, because you all alone by yourself anyway. So ain't nobody coming. And then you come to realization. Boy, I'm teaching, enjoying myself today. You come to realization, huh? That he ain't about to say nothing, huh? Because he knows the way that I take, and I get that I'm being pressed. I'm being pressed beyond measure of what I think. Chat, let me talk to you. I'm being pressed beyond measure of what I think I can take. But the old song in the old Baptist church, chat, you know it. It says, he knows just how much we can bear. Huh? But see, chat, I knew you was going to know it. So you know what? I'm in purpose. Huh? Even though some of you think, Jazzy, that you ain't in purpose because of the pressing and the crushing and the pain. But it was good. Yeah. Uh-huh. For me to be afflicted. Huh? It was good. It's a part of the process. Huh? He gotta get out of me everything that so he's reconciled that. And now he gets up and he goes back to the boys that he asked. Those of you today, he gets back to the boys that he asked, and here lies the text. He returns to the disciples and found them sleeping. Now he done sat down with them and told them, hey, I must be offered up as a sacrifice. I'm going to die for the whole world. They saw his receipt. They saw his evidence. But they sleeping on him. Couldn't you men keep watch for me for 1 hour? He asked Peter. Peter, you couldn't stay woke. And I got a sneaky suspicion that some of y'all got some people around you that been sleeping on you. I got a sneaky suspicion that you got some people around you that hasn't believed what you told them. I got a suspicion. They're sleeping on your purpose. Huh? This man is about to be offered up as a living ransom. He's getting ready to pay the sins of the world. And they sleeping on him. He's getting ready to go through the most agonizing day of his life. And they, everything, chat, that he said was gonna happen has happened thus far, and they sleeping on his purpose. Have you ever, Kimberly? Have you ever, Dr. Paulette? had anybody to underestimate you? Because I told y'all in the beginning what's sleeping on you. Have you ever had anybody to underestimate you? Have you ever had anybody to underestimate your purpose? If you're next to them, sitting on the couch, laying in bed in the car, you just keep looking straight ahead. You didn't have the best speech. You didn't talk the best. You broke verbs and adjectives. You had that same black dress throughout your life, and they under you didn't. You wasn't the one with Gucci and Louis and Prada You didn't have Versace and all of the You didn't have red bottoms You just kept wearing the same, and they didn't understand that you were saving your money. They didn't understand that you secretively went back to school to get your degree. They didn't understand they were sleeping on you. That you kept on driving the same car and getting it fixed. You never got a brand new car because they slept on you because they always had a man that was buying them stuff. You wasn't the most likely to succeed. They looked in a yearbook and they slept on you. They underestimated your value. Sleeping on your plans. Sleeping on your dreams. This man is going through agony and pain. Just to think about him having to condition his mind and his body, and they sleeping on him. He's going through a mental turmoil. He knows what he has to face, and he said, I just need y'all to watch and pray, because I know they're coming. I just need y'all to hold him off for a minute. And they sleeping on his Jessica. Have you ever asked somebody, just hang in there with me until I get my money? Just hang in there with me until I get through school. You help get them through. You paid for their degree, Regina. You paid for them to finish school. All for them to underestimate you for what you're, because they slept on you. Sleeping on your dreams. I think I only came for Jessica and Queen, because I don't know if everybody else fell out or if they can't relate on somebody sleeping on. I joined the organization from the start. There was big bishops in there. I told y'all the story before. I had a little church, 150, 200 people chat. But I had a big vision. I didn't have no money, but I had a big vision. We had an old church that we bought, 75 member church. I was called Second Unity. In 6 months, we had moved to a building that seat 800. I joined the organization because the Baptist guys wouldn't have nothing to do with me because I was spirit filled. So they didn't want to be bothered with me. They didn't want to be bothered with me. So I joined the organization, Bishop Paul Martin, Full Gospel. But the guys in there, they had so big churches, 20,000, Bishop Eddie Lone and Clarence McClendon, all these big preachers, I didn't have the money to give. I didn't have the money to give. All I had was a vision and a dream. And I learned something from my grandfather. I learned a word that I saw was missing in our organization. We didn't miss money in the organization. We missed what my bishop really needed. And I want to drop this word in here, because these are the people that are really underestimated Linwood. And Linwood, I got to go, because I'm going back to church. Matter of fact, I want to challenge I want to challenge you all. It's already up on Facebook, the resurrection seed today. Some of you are going to sacrifice. I've been talking about it. Some of you are going to sacrifice today on this resurrection day to culminate and to celebrate his resurrection. Some are going to give 50. Some are going to give 50 because that's the level. Some are going to give 100. Huh? But there are five people that are going to give $200 seed today. If that's not you, don't move because I want to finish the message. It's on. Huh? 200, 100, or 50. I want you to celebrate the resurrection. Some of you, this is the only word that you get. Huh? I want to ask you to sow a resurrection seed, believing that everything that you have suffered is going to rise. It's in the chats. So I found out one word that my bishop needed. And I got in where I fit in. I couldn't give $10,000, Chad. I couldn't give $20,000. I couldn't give none of that. I could probably give $1,000 from me and my church. But I found out a word. Y'all not saying nothing. I found out a word I'm coming, Carolyn. I'm coming. Oh, Lord, I can't find the room, Carolyn. I can't find the room. Oh, my God. There we go. I found this word. And the word was, I became a servant. I served my way to where I'm at today. Huh? They underestimate my serving. They underestimated me traveling around the country with my bishop. They underestimated me wiping his sweat and getting on planes. Not asking for nothing. I just wanted to be a part because I was just so happy that I lose everybody on the serving part. I decided to serve. Huh? They slept on it until my bishop, 6-8 months in. Huh? Huh? They slept on me, and my bishop pulled me over at one of our trips. I believe it was in New Jersey. He said, Bishop. No, he said overseer. I was overseer then. He said, I want to make you a bishop after our first conference. And this coming November, 30 years ago, I was consecrated bishop of one of the most progressive leading fellowships that they are. Not because, y'all not saying nothing, I had all the money, but I found something that was greater than money. I found how to get into the king's palace. It was through the servants' quarters. Huh? Huh? That's how you become great. You serve. You find somebody that's doing, you call it mentorship, whatever you want to call it. Huh? How do you get promoted? You serve somebody else's vision. While they were sleeping on me, y'all not saying nothing. Put this in the chat. While they're sleeping on me, God is elevating me, huh? Thank you, Dr. Paulette. I know sometimes you getting up at 6-7 o'clock in the morning, putting my title in because it's only 10 o'clock here. It's 10 o'clock here. Thank you for serving, huh? Thank you, Erica and Carolyn and Nairobi and Joy and Brandy and all the ones that are moderators. Thank you, chat. Thank you, all of those that follow when the right one comes and serve the vision. I appreciate you, Prophetess Nina. Huh? Thank you, Lynn Wood. You got your own ministry, but you still, because you understand. If I left your name out, thank you, Pastor Patrick, for putting up with me. Huh? Because you understand. I want you to know. They're sleeping on you because they don't believe in you. But I believe in you. They're sleeping on you because they don't believe in your future. But I believe in your future. They're sleeping on you because they don't understand what you're saying. But I understand what you're saying. Huh? They're sleeping on you because you got more vision than money. But I know that money follows vision. Huh? They're sleeping on you because you may seem small now. But I understand God doesn't despise. He doesn't despise. Huh? Small begin. They sleeping on your CD, Pastor Patrick. I ain't sleeping on it. Huh? Because I know what God can do. Huh? Keep on working it. Huh? They don't believe in you, Tanya. Y'all not saying nothing. But I believe in you. Huh? I don't know if anybody told y'all. Huh? But I believe in you. I appreciate you, Chad. Huh? I wanna say what everybody came here for. Huh? They underestimated him. Huh? Chat, they slept on him. Huh? While he was on the cross. Come on, Linwood. While he was on the cross dying. Sean, they slept on him. Huh? They said he'll never get up. Huh? Huh? Look at him dying on the cross. Look at him putting a spear in his side. Blood come out. Water come out. Huh? Huh? They put a crown of thorns on his head. They sleeping on him. Huh? Huh? So much so that one of the soldiers says, surely this was the Son of God. Y'all not saying nothing. They parted his clothes. They stretched him wide. Huh? Huh? He hung his head and died. Huh? They underestimated. Huh? Surely he died. Come on. Come on, Stacia. But that's not how the story. They put him in the grave on Friday. Saturday, he was silent. But Sunday morning, oh God, good evening, y'all. Huh? He got up with all power. Huh? When you try to sleep on somebody that know their purpose. Huh? You can't sleep on people that has been processed and anointed. Early Sunday morning, all those that underestimated him, huh? They underestimated what he could do. Hey, y'all, I don't care how much people are sleeping on you. I don't care how unpleasing you are to them. If two things you don't get from it, but two things you get from this, huh? You got to go through the crushing and you got to go through the process and let them sleep. It's a lonely time. For many of you, it's a lonely time. But let them sleep on you. I want to challenge you today to sow a resurrection seed. I want to challenge you now. I'm done. I want to challenge those five of you that would sow a seed of $200 today because you appreciate. I do this every year for all the time I was pastoring, all the time that I've been here. I do it every year. If this offends you, then you can just take the word and you can, you know. But I believe in seed time. I believe in resurrection power. I want you to sow that seed. There are five of you that say, Bishop, I'm going to sow that seed. I'm going to sow that seed of $200. I'm going to sow that seed of $100. I'm going to sow that seed. Thank you, Joy. I appreciate you. There are four more that's going to sow that 200. Those of you that say, Bishop, I'm going to sow that 100. I'm going to sow that 50. $Greg Davis 10. $ Boy, this app right here. Maybe I need to take the app off of here and put it back on. Those of you those of you, it keeps kicking me out, Nairobi, and I'm thinking I'm talking. Those of you that will sow, it's $GregDavis10. Maybe you don't have Cash App. Maybe you have PayPal. Contact GregDavis@gmail.com. Givelify, Greg Davis Ministries. Zelle, GregDavisShow@gmail.com. Venmo, GregDavis1. Sow your resurrection seed today. If you don't have either one of those, give your best seed. And I want you to put inside the comment, don't sleep on me. You're sowing a seed into the word today. If no other day that you sow on resurrection day. You're sowing that seed. You're sowing that seed of faith today. You're believing God. Thank you, Miss Jackie. Thank you, Rhonda. Thank you, those that have given. I appreciate you. You're sowing a resurrection seed today. Don't sleep on me. Don't sleep, Raybon. Don't sleep on me. Don't you dare do it. Some people are going to miss their blessings. Some people are going to miss their blessings because it's going to come through many of you. But they're going to sleep on you. Huh? Peter slept on him and God still gave him another chance. When he got up, he said, go get Peter and my disciples and tell them, meet me. Huh? Go meet me. Hey, Brother Sheldon, don't sleep on me. Huh? I told you I was going to get up. I told you I was going to rise again. I told you I was going to do just what I said. At least I didn't see you down there. Huh? I told you. Huh? But thank God. Let me tell y'all something. And I'm done. That's my last closing. When people sleep on you, they really don't mean no harm. Matter of fact, you doing what God called you to do is going to give them faith to do what they've been called to do. The mere fact that you do you know how much of a blessing you're going to be to your whole circle? Thank you, Linwood. Because you refuse, are y'all listening to me? You refuse. I don't care about y'all sleeping on me. I'm still going to fulfill my purpose. Y'all didn't want to pray. Y'all didn't want to watch. I'm going to still fulfill my purpose. So don't sleep on me. The giving information is in all of the chats. You're giving that seed today, that resurrection seed. That seed goes in the ground and it dies and it comes back up a higher order. Don't you dare sleep on me. I have purpose. It may not look like it because I'm going through the crushing. It may not look like it because I'm going through the process. I'm going through the agony and the pain right now. But don't sleep on me. Father, we thank you for the word. We thank you for those that are here that have been underestimated, undervalued, underthought about. Huh? Those that everybody else has kicked to the curb. Father, I pray for them right now. I thank you for their purpose. I thank you for the crushing and the pain. Thank you, Father, on this resurrection day that we celebrate all over the world. Thank you, Father, that you're giving them power. You're giving them purpose. Thank you, Father, for being underestimated. Thank you, Father, for being underestimated. Thank you for everybody that didn't believe in me, didn't believe in us. It was all a part of the purpose. It pushed us harder. It made us go forth even the more. It pushed us to our purpose and our dreams. Thank you, Father. Everybody that said I'll never be nothing, they didn't do nothing but give me a desire to be more than what I am. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. In Jesus' name, to heal. Thank you, Carolyn, for your seed. Thank you, Kimberly. Thank you, Pastor Patrick, Janice. Thank all of you for your giving today. Resurrection seeds. I can only see those that gave on Cash App. So if you gave in another place, I can't see that. So only until after. So I'm only calling those that gave on Cash App, which is the reason why I don't call it a lot of times, because I don't want anybody to feel bad. But thank all of you that gave. I want to challenge you one last time, because I'm about to end. I want to challenge all of you to give that seed of 50, 100, or 200 as a resurrection seed. The giving information is on the screen, in the apps, however the Lord leads you on this Resurrection Sunday. Thank you, TikTok. Wow, 3,400 likes. I appreciate y'all so much. Thank you, Carolyn Hayes. And again, I know you're celebrating your birthday weekend and you've been serving all weekend. I appreciate you for Marty. Go with God over here. Thank you, TikTok. Thank those of you on IG. I appreciate y'all. Thank you, Nairobi, for being over here. Love you. And those of you, all of you that are on Facebook, X, and YouTube, it is growing, and I appreciate you all. Joy and Brandy, appreciate y'all so much. Stop sleeping on me. Bless y'all. Go with God.